78% of reps report being single-threaded on deals, according to LinkedIn. So what does this mean? This means that nearly 80% of the time, they're working deals with one single point of contact. And all of the data, whether it be from User Gems or Gong, shows that win rates will literally increase by 2 to 3 times just by engaging 4 to 5 stakeholders in a deal versus 1 or 2. Gong's data over hundreds of thousands of sales calls supports that, hey, when a rep has on average 2 or more people in that second call, in that second sales call versus one, win rates will almost double. So what I want to talk to you about today is multi-threading, but specifically how you can use give-to-gets to get power involved in your deals. So before we get to that, thanks for tuning in. My name is Jason Bay. You're listening to Outbound Squad. I'm very passionate about helping you as an AE or an SDR or sales leader turn complete strangers into paying customers. So what we're really big on is outbound. And then once we get that meeting, how do we get it to the finish line? So multi-threading. Just so we talk about definitions here, multi-threading is the act of getting the right stakeholders involved in and aware of a deal. A common situation that you might find yourself in that's very classic is inbound lead comes in or you're going outbound and you get a meeting with someone that is not a senior stakeholder, a manager or director of something. There may or may not be an existing project. So if I'm selling an HR solution, the CHRO may be completely unaware that someone on their team is looking into a new solution. If I'm selling a contact center solution, they may be completely unaware that senior operations or contact center person, that anyone on their team is looking into doing something different. So when we don't get these senior people involved, those deals tend to die because we're single-threaded through someone that cannot get us to the people that can really have the authority to pull the trigger and make the decision. So there's lots of ways to multi-thread. What I want to share with you is something that is very uncommon and that people don't really think about, and that's the give-to-get. So give-to-gets is if we're going to put a lot of work into the selling process and the selling motion, and we, of course, don't get paid until a deal is closed, what are we getting in return? I think a lot of us don't think that when we do a demo, and demos, depending on the size of your org and what you sell, they can be a really big suck of internal resources. Like you're meeting with an SE. There might be multiple people involved. Maybe you're meeting with operations people. You have to prep with your champion. There's a big group call. There's a custom presentation. It's a lot of work. So you got to ask yourself, what are you getting in return? So the framework here, the give-to-get framework is align, contextualize, and ask. So one, I want to align on the buyer's desired future outcome. What are they trying to accomplish? Two, I want to contextualize. So I want to share the effort that I'm going to be putting into this, that our team is going to be investing in this next step, and then ask, I want to secure a commitment on next steps. So I'm just looking at a transcript right here of a sales call with a rep that I coached, and I'll kind of rattle off how the dialogue went. So it went something like this. So buyer's like, yeah, we'd love to see a demo. Rep says, great, happy to help coordinate. You know, I'm actually bringing my solution engineer, who's an expert in helping orgs like yours with similar challenges, really achieve some of the reducing cost, especially when it comes to cost of ownership of some of these technology solutions. And we'll show you how the software supports that. So essentially how we can take everything that you're using right now, combine it into one solution. Before we set that up, can you share more about what you're hoping to take away from that demo? Buyer says, we'd like to see how this compares to our current solution and how you can help us solve this issue of disconnected, desperate solutions. Got it. So here's how this typically works. I meet with our team of solutions experts to prepare a custom demo, and then you and I discuss who should be a part of that demo. And then we meet beforehand for a few minutes to prepare. Based on our conversations today, it sounds like Ken should be on that demo. Does that sound right? Who else do you think should be involved? That's right. Let's also get Ken on the call. Cool. Typically, the next step is developing your proposal and pricing. That's where we'll typically start looping in Katie, who will have additional feedback. If we're able to show you how we can solve this problem more effectively than your current solution, Can you commit to looping in Katie to our next conversation? So you can see in this transcription, this rep is doing all three of those things. They are aligning on the buyer's desired outcome. So what do they want to accomplish during that demo? They want to see how it's going to help them solve their specific problem of these disparate solutions and combining it into one. Contextualized, we shared that I'm going to meet with our SEs. We're going to meet beforehand. We're going to prep. And then what they did was they aligned on the ask. So the commitment for next steps, if we show you what you want to see in the demo, can you commit to looping in so-and-so? So when you think about a demo, if you have a demo coming up and you know the senior, a more senior person should be involved in that, you either want to say, hey, here's all the effort that we're going to put in. Since we're doing all of those things, can you commit to getting so-and-so to show up? Or if it's the economic buyer and maybe it's someone very senior, it's, hey, if we do this demo and we achieve this outcome for you, can we agree that the next step would be looping so-and-so into the next call? So get that commitment before you schedule the demo. Same thing works with proof of concepts and pilots. And it's a little different because we want to align on the success criteria. So I think one of the worst things you can do is give a free trial or a pilot or a proof of concept and not know what outcome is success, like what equals success for the buyer. Two, getting a commitment. So what effort do they need to put in? And then next steps, if we accomplish that desired outcome through this free trial, like what happens next? So again, you got to really think about what do they want to accomplish through this free thing that I'm doing for them? How are they going to measure success? And then if we deliver on that outcome, can we agree on a next step? So multi-threading, when you're thinking about getting power involved in your deals, your point of contact and the people that you're working through, get some of these commitments in return for your effort, and you're going to find that you get a lot more folks involved in your deals. That's the episode for today. Hope that was helpful for you. If you like the podcast, if you could do me a favor, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so that you get notified when a new one comes out. And if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, give us an honest review or rating of what you think of the show so we can get more people on it exactly like you. That's all I got for today.